We're down here in Melbourne for the President's Cup golf, but the other big ticket item in town is the Melbourne Storm. We're lucky enough to be joined by Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy. Thanks for joining us, Billy.
Good to be here, Les.
How are you, mate? One game away from the grand final, couple of months to reflect. How did you rate your season? Because I know you've won multiple premierships, but I heard you saying after the season that you thought it was one of the best seasons you guys have had.
Well, yeah, well, certainly until we got to the finals, I think we had we got four defeats, during the competition. I think by a combined total of 10 points. So like our effort during the season was outstanding, but again we just probably weren't quite at our best. Come finals time, we paid a heavy price. The Raiders beat us down here in the first final, and we probably weren't at our best that day. And then probably we had a win over Parramatta, but then we ran into the Roosters and they were a little bit too good on the night. As I said, we had probably the youngest squad that we've ever had since I've been here. I think it's probably in the club's history. So, as I said, I'm really proud of what they did throughout the season. Hopefully we can learn from a couple of things around finals time and fix them up this year.
What about you, mate? You've been down here a long time, faced plenty of challenges, Slater, no Cronk, and there was some talk about Cameron Smith possibly retiring, but how much of a boost for the club was it when Cameron announced that he was going to go around for one more year?
Yeah, again, I think, I wasn't quite sure that he was. I think, halfway through the season, I was pretty confident he would, but towards the end of the season, there was a few things, I suppose, that that come up that I thought, he mightn't have went on. But, I think it's a real shot in the arm for the club. He's obviously, our leader, our captain, but, one of our real good leaders down here. And, everyone knows that without me having to, spruik up that. But it's just a real shot in the arm for the younger players. They learn so much off him and, as players, but as people as well. And, like I say, it's a really important thing that, he's going around again because he's still playing as nearly as well as, ever. And, he's quite a freak on, and how much work he does in games and how long he's done it for, and to still play like he does is, real credit to him.
You talk about Cameron and he's a very unique player, probably the greatest player that the game has seen, arguably the greatest player. And you've also had Billy Slater and Cooper Cronk. When those three turned up at the club, did you know how great their careers would be straight away?
No, it would be, you'd have to be a genius to, pick that out. But, they've all had, I suppose they've had different paths, to the NRL, but there's been some similarities as well, Everyone, we've been very fortunate as a club, to have those three players at our club at the one time and the positions they play, is quite unique. So, but the club did recruit those guys as young guys, and they've all got a little bit of a different story. Like Billy basically found the Storm. They didn't sort of find him, and Cameron didn't seem to be wanted by, the Queensland sides, and Cooper basically come from rugby union, and the first year I was here, I think he actually went back, to play with Brisbane North, and then came down the next year. And basically he was flitting between positions until Matt Orford left, and then we decided that we might give him a shot at the halfback, and we've seen what he's done. So the one thing I will say about the three of them, they've all got what they deserve through a lot of hard work, a lot of perseverance, and as you mentioned at the start, we've had a whole heap of highs down here, during my time here, but we've had some lows as well. And, I think if those guys hadn't stuck through those times and stuck real tight, we mightn't be where we are now. So, I think, they've been wonderful for our club, the whole three of them. And as I said, still good to have, Cameron still playing.
One thing that doesn't surprise me, but it might surprise a lot of people, is that when people either leave the Melbourne Storm or when they mention Craig Bellamy, they talk about how much respect that they have for you and how much empathy you have for them. Is that one of your strengths as a coach, do you think?
I'm not quite sure. I think, I've been extremely lucky to coach the players I've coached. Obviously, the three you're talking about there, but also, a whole loop of other guys as well that have been really good guys to coach. I think one of my strengths as a coach is that I wasn't a very good player. You know, I think what I, throughout my career, and, you know, I played a lot of footy with you, and I played a lot of footy without when I played reserve grade, you know. So I think being not such a, like a star player, just a bit of a toiler, that I've got a bit of empathy for guys that are exactly that, and I don't expect miracles from everyone in the team. You know, I don't expect everyone to be the, you know, the best in their position or the best in the world, you know, in our position here. And I think, you know, sometimes you can expect too much from players. So I think I've got a good eye for what they're capable of, and then really working towards, you know, I suppose achieving what they're capable of, but making sure that they, you know, having a positive spin on it as well. That, you know, again, if you want to be the best you can be, you'll need to work hard for it, because no one's going to give you anything on the silver platter. So I think, and as you go through, players go through injuries, and, you know, sometimes they have an up and down in their form. I think, you know, I can sort of, I went through those sort of things myself, and I can understand where they're at and hopefully help them.
You always challenge your players to be better. And one thing that I've learnt and I've heard forever about the Melbourne Storm, and I want to know the reason why you do it. When young people come to the club, you make them work for the first 2 weeks they're here. When did that start? Whose idea was it? And what was the idea behind it?
Yeah, it was my idea. And the idea at that time was simply, hey, you got an opportunity here to make a career in rugby league. But if you don't, this is what you're going to be doing. You're going to be, you know, mixing mud for brickies, or digging holes for plumbers, or whatever they were doing. So that was my sole reason. But it's gone a little bit further than that now. I think the other thing is now I want players to have an appreciation that, you know, I think as rugby league teams, and especially us, you can end up in a bubble. And I think sometimes, you know, we see as rugby league as the only thing happening in the world, and it ain't. There's other people, you know, out there working, and other people with, you know, other occupations see that as really important in their lives too. So I want them to have a bit of appreciation that other people do different things. But because, you know, you might get your name in the paper and they don't, yeah, that doesn't make you a better person than them. So, and I think, again, having that bit of a bubble, especially here in Melbourne, like not too many of our guys in our first grade squad come from Melbourne. So we come from, you know, New Zealand, Queensland, New South Wales. So besides relying on each other for support footy-wise, we rely on each other for social support as well. So, and it has happened a few times where these guys have gone out and worked with other people, yeah, and they've made friends of them as well. So I think that's a good thing to have some, I suppose, some friends or some social activity with some people outside, you know, the rugby league bubble.
What about coaching? We always talk about players having an off day. Can a coach have an off day? And have you ever experienced anything like that?
Oh, I think so. I think you can certainly make some errors with your, you know, sometimes, you know, with your replacements, or I don't know about the messages. I think most of your preparation is done during the week. So I think you can make some mistakes during the week, without a doubt. And sometimes that's overlooking something, whether it be, you know, for us or for the opposition. You know, we're not planning well enough for that. So I think most of a bad day, you know, basically comes during the week, to be quite honest. But you can have a bad day at times if you're making the wrong call on a replacement at the wrong time, or, you know, you replaced a guy that, you know, probably didn't need to be replaced.
What about the fascination? And I must say, I love seeing you in the coach's box. I love seeing the way that you react to things. When you watch yourself back, and what do you think? And do you understand the fascination that people have with watching you in the coach's box?
Yeah, I suppose I do. I get a little bit embarrassed at times. And you know, I think, you know, you're a dickhead, you know, what are you doing that for? But, you know, I think sort of earlier in my career, I accepted a little bit in that I think, oh, that's who I am and whatever. But, you know, I'm 60 now. 60-year-olds shouldn't be acting like that. So, yeah, so it's a little bit embarrassing at times. But, you know, I like to sort of get out of my seat at times, just walk up the back, take a couple of deep breaths, and hopefully I'm can zero back in again.
Because people that don't know you, they say to me, and it's the same with Ricky Stewart, they say, oh, they're intense. They look too intense. And I say to them, if you actually know the guys, away from it, they're not intense. They're very, very good people, and they can relax. What do you do when you relax?
I think the two things I do now, I love spending time with my grandkids. I've got two grandkids and another one on the way, so take great pleasure in spending time with them. And I think the other thing I like doing, I like going to see some bands, if I get an opportunity.
The Angels.
The Angels, Jimmy Barnes is right up there with them. So, that's sort of my relaxation, and I don't get a whole heap of opportunity to do it during the season, but if I do get a chance, I take it.
What about the season ahead? Lost a couple of players in the off-season, in particular a number of outside backs, Curtis Scott, Will Chambers. How's the squad looking, and your expectations for the year ahead?
Yeah, you're dead set right there. We've lost some outside backs, and that's going to, that area's going to take a bit of plugging, and we haven't got a whole heap of room to move on the cap either. So, we'll be relying on a couple of young guys or a couple of guys that hopefully have a bit of experience that are looking for an opportunity. So, in those positions. So, at the end of the day, not this year or any year, sort of have an expectation on where we're going to finish. I don't say, we should be in the top four or the top eight, or we should, be in the, probably can't make the finals this year. I never ever think that way. All I worry about is just making sure we map out our pre-season, map out our weekly schedule, and then do the best we can every day. And making sure the coaches are well planned, and, as I said, doing the best we can, but also then helping the players do the best they can, and then, wherever the cards fall from there, that's what we do.
One thing I've always admired about you is your humility. And the other thing is, looking as an outsider in, your ability to improve people, not only as a footballer, but as a man. Is that something that you take great pride in?
I take, I suppose, a bit of pride in if that's true. I don't think of it like that. It's basically, I think, especially as I've got older, my motivation for getting up every day and, going and being a footy coach is, to try and help the players be the best they can. And I think, it's really important that, you work on the skills and the tactical thing and the physical stuff. But I think, the better, if you can improve as a person as well, and how your routine or how your schedule goes during the week, that's going to help you be a better footy player as well. So I think it's important that, we're sort of educating them as people, but also as, besides, educating them as players.
You mentioned you're 60. 5 years' time, still coaching?
No, I don't think so. I've said it a few times before, but I think I got another 2 years to go on this contract here, so I see that as, but again, I probably shouldn't say that because that might change, but, I think, I've been doing it for a fair while now, and, there's probably a couple of other things, I'm thinking I might like doing in a couple of years' time, so, but anyway, we'll see what happens, but I'm thinking that will be, basically the end of my career as a head coach anyway.
Well, that'll be a sad day because I think we're all the better for having you as a head coach. And we're only talking before the interview started. And this is another thing you'd be extremely proud of, the fact that you've got six or seven guys that have been assistants that are now in head coaching roles. That must give you great satisfaction as well.
Yeah, it certainly does. All those guys were really, really good guys, and, they've all, different guys have been in our system for different lengths of time too, Anthony Seabold was only here about 3 years, and I think, Dean Pay was about the same, but they've had guys like Adam O'Brien who, I think 12 years he was in our system, so, take great pride in what Adam's done. Stephen Kearney, he played here and played in the first premiership winning team, so, it's great to see, what he's done in the game as well, and, Madge's, he was here for, 6 or 7 years, I think, too. So all those guys, they've been a really important part of our team and our squad, when they were here. And it's great to see that they've gone on to, bigger and better things.
And finally, mate, since I'm down here in Melbourne, I want to try and get a photo with the great Tiger Woods. Have you got an angle for me? What do you reckon I can do to try and get a photo with the great man?
Yeah, you're sort of talking about that a bit earlier about what, you know, would be the best thing to do. I think they tell me he's in the NFL, he's a mad Raiders supporter, so I think you need someone out there to let him know that you're one of the all-time great Canberra Raiders, not the Oakland Raiders. So I'm sure he'll come up and, you know, bow down to you if he knows that. So I think that'd be the best way around it.
Well, I'm going to take that advice, Billy Oak. I'm going to go and buy a Raiders jersey, and if I see the great man, I'm going to offer my Raiders jersey to him. But, mate, I really want to appreciate you and thank you, mate, for coming on. You're a great mate of mine and a great mate of our program, and good to see you again, and all the best for the season coming up.
Thanks, Laurie. It's always great to catch up with you too, mate. And unfortunately, we don't do it often enough, but yeah, it's great to catch up. And beautiful Melbourne, mate. It was 38 yesterday, 18 today. How good is this?